Hi, I'm Sophie, Marketplace Risks AI Assistant. Welcome to Series 9 of the Platform Podcast, hosted by Marketplace Risk founder Jeremy Gottschalk. The Platform Podcast features marketplace and digital platform founders and leaders sharing valuable lessons that can be leveraged to help you successfully launch and grow. This podcast is for informational purposes only and is not professional advice. For specific issues, please seek an appropriate professional or contact us at info@marketplacerisk.com for a referral.
Welcome to the Platform Podcast. On this episode, I'm joined by Camilla Haggerty, Senior Vice President at Teleperformance, where she leads the trust and safety team responsible for developing content moderation and other trust and safety functions for marketplaces and digital platforms. Today, we're going to be talking all about content moderation and the role of AI in this new world of trust and safety. Or should I say the new role of AI in the old world of trust and safety? Either way, Camilla, it's great to have you.
Thank you. Absolutely delighted to be here with you today, Jeremy.
Before we get into the meat of our discussion, can you give our listeners a bit about your background, how long you've worked in trust and safety, and maybe what's led up to your content moderation experience and expertise?
Excellent. Yeah, well, I've been in trust and safety, as I said, probably over a decade now. So it first really came about when I was involved in a previous employment company, and we were asked to step up a team of, and I can clearly remember it was about 17 resources for what was content moderation work. And it was very vague. It was very unknown. And it was very much working with that client at the time as to, they were doing a lot of work in-house. They had a small policy team. They really didn't know how to get language capabilities. So the ask was like, get one resource, we need them to do work. And probably in some ways, the evolution came from being able to have some languages within Europe, understanding what was then only text format, right? So again, it really evolved when you started with content moderation work for just text itself. So really, I've been over the last 10 to 12 years working in trust and safety, dominantly a lot in the operation and delivery side. So probably 7-8 years. Again, as I said, growing from those small operation teams responding to client asks, but then scaling to really large teams in Europe and globally. In one case, I think I had over 5,000 resources supporting a client because that was how big and scalable this whole solution looked at, and really from there. So as you said, I'm working now as a practice lead. So I have a really nice role in where now I've built upon those experience and I get a really nice chance to speak to clients who maybe just start that journey of moderation mm-hmm. activities or trust and safety, be it from fraud and payments, and just understanding kind of a little bit more about what it means to them and what does safe platforms mean. So I get the chance to talk to current clients that we have, understand what's changing, and as we will talk today more about AI, but also how we adapt to those changes as an outsourced company as well.
Yeah, so you've worked in trust and safety for quite a while, and particularly focusing on content moderation. The content moderation is everywhere now. I would say, you know, 10, 15 years ago, I hadn't heard of it, and I've been a lawyer for 20 years. I would love for you to talk to me about the evolution of this content moderation function from when you first experienced it to kind of what you're experiencing now.
Yeah, no. And exactly like that. I mean, I worked my first decade in pharmaceutical industry and moved here and probably didn't think, you know, how this could evolve into such a career as well. But as you say, kind of looking at how it's evolved, you know, if you go back in 10, 12 years ago, it was really the start of those digital platforms rapidly growing and right. skyrocketing volumes, right? So you had these like huge volumes, uncontrolled. As I, you know, said, formats were changing. So you started from looking at text, moving to images, videos, short videos, as we now see, and live streaming because of the capabilities of platforms. The mobility that people had, be it on their phones, has rapidly changed. So in that way, the moderation has had changed to adapt to those different type of formats. Sure. You've also looked at kind of the increased complexity. So, you know, where previously you might have had followed very clear guidelines, you might have applied a decision or labeled something. As the world around us and the world events change and the public has more interest in this space, mm-hmm. we've now seen that, you know, the regulation, technology, and I think the public voice has really, really changed how content moderation and what we do in that space has changed as well, be it by new policies. You know, again, I remember when ground truth machine learning first came about, and it was like one policy, one review, applying it. Then you scaled it. And at some points, you're looking at 30 to 40 different types of policies to support sure. this change. And again, the final thing really is around how in-house teams had to move to more of the outsourced global workforce in order to adapt to that rapid change over the years as well, be it 24/7 operations, be it real response time by live streaming, and evolving to those challenges as well, Jeremy. I think that's really where, you know, the evolution has changed over the decades as well.
And I think that the interesting thing from just a purely kind of American perspective, mm-hmm. you know, it was all, you know, the Twitters of the world and the Facebooks of the world and these, you know, I would say making the news for not great reasons that brought this mm-hmm. into a lot of folks' purview. But there have been, this has been around for a lot longer than them. And in many different formats and obviously kind of moderating and involving very different formats. Lately, I think as we've seen probably daily and nightly in our news feeds and on the news, artificial intelligence, Gen AI, generative AI, they've been, I think, crowding the news and become part of consumers' consciousness, I think, exactly. for the first time. Yeah. And of course, they have their positives and negatives, but I'm curious in the context of content moderation, if you can talk a little bit about how AI is impacting content moderation specifically.
Yeah, no, and exactly as you said, look, we're all probably experts in our own area on AI, right? Because we hear it right. and see it so much. And truly, AI is a phenomenal benefit. I can't but say, for content moderation, you know, sole benefit is just screening high volumes of content and being able to flag and remove violations that, you know, would have been really difficult exposure to humans. And that's a phenomenal achievement for AI to be able to evolve to that and get some accuracy to that level, the scale and the speed of it, the real-time analysis. So being able to do that as quick as the live streaming in order to expose, be it children or adults, to content that should not be seen. That's a phenomenal achievement with AI. Yep. So I think, you know, the way it's been able to do pattern recognition through the machine learning, how that has evolved and having that view is certainly huge, huge improvements. And even to adapt to policies, right? Because we're getting to see how AI kind of looks at those trends and insights. However, on the other side of it, and I think this is where it's important, right, that we really balance that benefit with some of the challenges it brings. And, you know, time is phenomenal. Look what it has achieved over the last 10 years. Right. But the challenge still exists on some of those cultural understanding and some of those nuances that, you know, previously where you would have brought a language that was specific. So you would have native language people understanding that context itself. At the moment, AI is very good, but it still has very much an open and exposure to where it doesn't really get some of the cultural nuances, the biasness, you know, the dialects, the slang. These type of things are yet to be evolved with the AI. And I think, you know, the regulatory bodies have also seen that. So though that they're really helpful to make those decisions, you still have that interface where it needs some of that transparency and accountability still for us to understand what that decision is made, have context around it, and where still there is that process where the humans interact with that type of content as well. So it's fair to say it's a phenomenon, and I'm a huge advocate. I think it's been brilliant. You know, we've had many exposure to the wellness of our human moderators there. So where AI can help us, I think it's absolutely excellent. But you also have to understand the quality and ensuring that you don't allow for misinformation, bias, mm-hmm. and any of that transparency needs to still be there for the platform safety as well.
In the US, for at least a few years now, there's been a conversation about technology, and specifically in cases of like biometrics and how, you know, the technology as it's developed, frankly, I'll be very blunt, if it's developed by white men, right, there's some bias in that that is going to carry mm-hmm. through the application of it. And that's that conversation prior to AI, you know, is in, like, as I mentioned, in biometrics and things that I think are very easy for people to understand how a lack of diversity can impact the application or execution of technology. AI is like, you know, some of this, you know, a biometric function on steroids, right? It's like the capacity of it is that much bigger. So if you take a lack of diversity in the development of it and the data that goes into it, and then you try and apply it, right? There's that. So it's a real issue that the thing that I think is so interesting is we have said, and I've sat on panels about how Silicon Valley, and it's not US centric concept, but I mean, this is, but what I'm talking about, but it's a worldwide issue, is that, you know, Silicon Valley is like all white men, VCs, you know, the startup world, et cetera. Yeah. And how is that going to impact when some of this technology transcends borders, transcends, frankly, generations? I mean, it's serious mm-hmm. problems that we have to solve for, but it's interesting with AI. I will say this. The first, when in the 1.0 of the internet and the social media platforms, mm-hmm. there was no regulation. There was nothing. It was a wild west, and things were just, you know, like, let's just see what happens. And I feel like the governments and regions and et cetera, the world didn't regulate it. Now I feel like the world's like, hold on, like, let's figure out where the downsides are and let's try to address them head on. Which is, I would say, a little bit refreshing, to see that, you know, the world's paying attention to AI, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, no, absolutely. I think you're absolutely right there. And I think it does need that, but people are having that attention. But yeah, no, 100% agreed, Jeremy, with that.
So with the integration of AI into content moderation or the content moderation function, how is this changing the human's role in content moderation?
Yeah. And, you know, again, it has changed it in terms of, because I guess there's the kind of argument there around, look, AI is going to replace it, right? And I'm sure people here listening will try and say, look, this is a tool I can get, or look at those challenges. I think AI has, it's not going to remove the requirement for the human moderators. Rather, it's more like how it's shifted their roles and tasks to be more required for the nuances and that judgment and the culture and understanding, addressing, and as you said, overseeing that AI moderation efforts and its limitations that it does also have. You know, mm-hmm. if you think about the new emerging markets, right, and to your point about how we train the algorithms and how we have some bias there as well, just think about the new emerging markets like Middle East and Africa. You know, more and more data has to be provided to support the AI learning for that context, right? So if we continue to require the learning, we need to have those human interfaces to be able to train that element of it and ensure it becomes more accurate. And then the loop continues from there. So truly, there's an effort to have it both, but a requirement to have both. Yes, it'll have shifted away, the high volumes and scale, because AI will help us with that. And that's what's going to help us really much to do that. But the role of the human moderation still overlaps and is still a requirement that I see there to help address some of those gaps that are existing for us today.
Yeah, I read yesterday, I think it was yesterday, while scrolling on LinkedIn, that somebody rather prominent in the artificial intelligence field said that one day content moderation will be 100% AI driven. And, you know, I think whether that's true or not, and whether that day comes, I think the interesting thing that's hugely important for platforms to understand right now, especially the early stage ones that think that an AI content moderation tool is plug and play and we don't need to invest in the human aspect is very dangerous, because of all of the things that you said. And so maybe they need less resources, but the resources need to be focused on different things when integrating the AI. Mm-hmm. And so maybe you can talk to me about kind of the journey of, you know, content moderation and kind of the changes, the regulations, the risks, and kind of the exposures, things we haven't foreseen.
Yeah, no, exactly. Yeah, I think, you know, content moderation, you know, as we talked about, it's gone through a real journey of change for many, many years, right? We've reacted to the change in regulations. We've been, you know, even more so here in Europe for the Digital Services Act, you know, what we're seeing out in the bills that are happening and all of this. And as you said, it's becoming more regulated and more people are aware of it and they're understanding the impacts of it as well. And with that, you know, you have your risks and your exposures and, you know, things that we haven't even foreseen just yet that will come down that line as well. Right. And I think we're going to continue to see this evolve, right? We're going to see how we're going to successfully integrate how AI capabilities into content moderation by integrating that with the human efforts, right? You're going to have a more of effective and a balanced approach to the moderation activities. I think, you know, AI for the future will handle that bulk of the workload, identifying, filtering out that clear, inappropriate content. Sure. But meanwhile, you'll have your human moderators focusing, as you said, the more complex cases, the more required to have that specialist skill and knowledge in combination to really accommodate for the empathy, cultural sensitivity and those ethical considerations that we need to have. And I really think furthermore to that, the collaboration of the AI and human will lead to continuous improvement in the moderation process, right? So it can only get better. You know, that feedback loop from the human moderators can be used to train and refine the AI models, which, yeah, maybe in the future we will see it at that point. But I think we're at the early stages. We need to see how it can be done. It's moving so, so fast. We need to be super careful that we still don't eliminate what will cause us a bigger problem, right, in the future. Right. And then we're just going into code red and then we're going back into human and we lose trust, right? We lose trust. Right. And the last thing we want to do that, while it's super important for any platform and any brand to be safe and to be operating well, is to ensure that we just don't lose that balance tied in between the refining of AI with moderation activities as well.
There's an interesting example that I read about the advancement of AI is going to further break down barriers and close, make the world smaller. And one example that I saw was this: the AI's ability to translate real time. And it was a simple example of like a dating app where you are communicating, two people are communicating from just different sides of the world, completely different languages, let's call it completely different cultures, cultural norms, et cetera. And you have an app or this AI tool that is real time translating from one language to another. And like the cultural subtleties of language and how do you translate that? And how do you do it maybe respectfully, right? Because you might say one thing in one language anyway, it's very, very interesting. And it was one example that was frankly so complex that my brain was going to explode because just this one dating app example, they probably could have listed 100 different ways that, you know, there are going to be issues that AI can't maybe solve for in, like you say, like oh, in the foreseeable future, we can't even imagine. But I think that's tremendously, tremendously important. Any parting words or takeaways that you want the listeners to leave with?
Yeah. So look, I mean, as we see AI, and I think some of the parting thoughts really is probably, I kind of look at it in five top things that I would say, you know, AI has made phenomenal improvements. It's going to help us improve the efficiency, the scalability, all the detection capabilities. You know, just be aware of those challenges that you might have. So the bias, the unfairness, sure, you keep that on top of mind to have the transparency because now, as we move to the regulations, they require the transparency. They want to understand those decisions. So keep that there, that your AI may not give you that accuracy that you need from a regulatory. So just in view. And collaborate the human and AI. That's probably top of mind, really, is that this dual approach will bring success for both you as a platform or, you know, to make it safer and better serve the needs of having a diverse online community. Because after all, we want to make it free for people to have their opinion, do their activities. but just really collaborate the AI and human moderation just now until we see what it brings for the next chapter. Right, right, Jeremy?
Right. Well, I want to thank you for joining me. It's been a pleasure. And where can people find you? How can people get in touch with you?
So thank you, Jeremy. It's been wonderful, Jeremy, to be part of these sessions. So thank you so much, and lovely to talk with you today. People can reach out onto me on my LinkedIn profile. So it's at, or also you can get me at camilla.hagerty@teleperformance.com. So thank you again. Absolute pleasure to be working as part of the board with you as well, Jeremy.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you for tuning into the Platform Podcast. You can check out more episodes at marketplacerisk.com, along with information about our conferences, virtual events, and resources designed to help marketplaces and digital platforms successfully launch and grow. Don't forget to follow us on social media @MarketplaceRisk to stay up to date on upcoming programs, events, and important news.